This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna. Focused reporting, sharp analysis, and the local stories shaping our lives. Daily updates in a fast-paced world.
Well, for now, we're exploring South Africa's digital and creative excellence through the Bookmark Awards. And what this is a respected platform recognizing outstanding work in digital marketing, design, user experience, and brand storytelling. Creatives, take note. The awards spotlight innovation and impact across the industry, and they set a benchmark for what a great digital work looks like. So as entries open for 2026, the focus shifts from aesthetics alone to what truly resonates with a jury of industry leaders. Joining our discussion today, we welcome Tanya de Jong, the founder and creative partner at Linger. This is a Johannesburg-based creative studio. Tanya is also a 2026 Bookmark Awards jury and committee member. She offers insight into what makes entries stand out, how judging decisions are made, and what creatives should prioritize to succeed. We seem to be having some signal issues. Are we good to go, Craig? Okay then, Tanya. Good afternoon to you. Thanks so much for joining us on today's show.
I am here. Hello.
Tanya, good afternoon to you, and great to have you on board the Afternoon Overdrive. So, Tanya, when you look at the current creative landscape in the country, what is exciting you the most right now, especially in digital and brand storytelling? What's standing out the most for you?
I think for me what's really exciting, Michael, is that brands are starting to think longer term.
Okay.
So there's a shift away from just putting out lots of content to actually investing in brand building and something that lasts. And that's something that I'm personally really passionate about. So we're seeing a lot of more work that aren't like necessarily tracing trends or kind of looking for quick attention, but it's focused on being memorable. So work that really like stays with people. So overall, the landscape feels like it's growing. I think with the flux of technology and AI, it's less about what's new, but more about what genuinely connects and sticks with people over time.
Do you think South African creatives, based on what you've just mentioned, Tanya, are leaning now more towards innovation or aesthetics, for that matter, at this moment in time?
I think it's always an interesting thing. I actually recently saw a piece online of another creative that spoke about how creativity and technology works hand in hand. Mm-hmm. And tech is really just the tools for us to be able to create the work we need to create. So aesthetically, yes, things need to look beautiful. Being able to use the technology to drive that forward is also great. But I think it all always comes down to a core concept and idea and what is right for that brand and the business objectives it's trying to reach.
Okay, then, let's look at the jury side of things. And as a 2026 Bookmark Awards jury member, so what are the first things you notice when a submission lands on your desk?
So it's interesting because I think you can get quite caught up in the flashiness of a really nice case study.
Yeah.
You can get excited about a piece of tech. But for me, it's clarity first and foremost. So okay. A lot of the pieces you might not have seen in markets because you might not be the audience.
Right.
And as part of the Bookmark Awards process, there is a one-page summary. And honestly, within a few seconds, you can tell if a piece of work really knows what it's trying to say. So I think as soon as that piece lands in front of me, the strongest entries really are the ones that you can easily follow, and they don't make you try to figure out what happened or why the brand did what they did in that said campaign.
For that matter, what's the biggest mistake or slip-up you see creatives or agencies making when entering awards like the Bookmarks?
So, yeah, this is my third year being on a jury panel, and I've been on two different panels now, and I think the thing that's quite like sad for us personally, be sitting on the jury side because I've entered as well before,
okay,
is probably people entering into the wrong categories.
Okay.
Or they use the exact same case study across a few different without really adapting it, whereas each category is looking for something slightly different. So what works in the one won't necessarily work or land in another. So yeah, I think the strongest entries take the time to shape the story for that specific category. And so it's not really a one size fits all if you're entering brand versus innovation versus craft.
Tanya, I'm getting an interesting question coming through here. Yes, I'm juggling it around right now. But the question reads, Tanya, how heavily is real world impact weighed compared to creativity and execution in judging?
So that's always an interesting question. And a lot of people that haven't judged before, if you're not associated to it, people always go, how do we judge fairly? Like, how do we go results that a campaign drove versus the impact it had? Because there's obviously various measurements. And it does vary according to criteria. So really, it depends where you're entering. But in general, it comes down to, I want to say, about 4 or 5 principles. So is there a strong insight or strategy for the campaign? Is there a clear idea at the center of it all? Is it well executed? Yes, the craft matters. So how it looks and how pretty it is and aesthetically pleasing. Again, does it look great just for the sake of looking great, or does it actually aid a brand?
Okay.
And then lastly, does it actually deliver results? So some categories might lean more into craft, other more into effectiveness, and then our kind of sliding scale of the different percentages differ. But I mean, work that doesn't reach any results for me doesn't matter, because then why did you do it? You spend a lot of money and effort into putting this in market, and if you aren't kind of shifting the needle in terms of what that objective was. So results really do matter. It's not a kind of superficial metric.
I'm curious, looking at the title digital, or rather the definition of digital excellence, what does that actually mean today, especially, you know, as we look at AI, automation and new platforms changing the game? How do we actually define that?
So I think it's quite a big question, and you'll get different answers from different people in the industry.
Okay.
But for me, I think it's shifted from being about innovation only, but also about effectiveness. And I want to importantly say, effectiveness isn't always about speed or doing things faster. It's also about alignment. So does the idea make sense for the brand? Is the channel right? Do all the pieces work together? And when that's aligned, that's when you see the real impact.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, AI and new platforms are really exciting, but as I've already mentioned, they're tools and not the idea.
Right.
So if you look at the work that really stands out, mm-hmm. it's not about this is really cool, it's more so this just logically makes sense, and then yes, this is cool. So take for me is there to really support the clear goal, whether that's for the brand or the business. But I like, tech and AI can never be the main event of any piece of communication or creative work, in especially in award show context.
Okay, so as we begin to wrap up our conversation, Tanya, let's look at the awards and what kind of work you would love to see more in the 2026 entries, whether it's tone, subject matter, or approach. What is it that you are expecting to uncover this time?
So Michael, as I mentioned to you at the beginning of this, I think the shift of working towards more meaningful work is strongly, especially in South Africa. So for me, I'd really love to see brands that are looking at building themselves over time, and not just quick campaigns or attention grabbers to kind of disrupt the market. And that really doesn't mean tactical work can't play a role. It absolutely can.
Mm-hmm.
But only when it genuinely makes sense for the brand. I think we all saw that beautiful piece for Vaseline done from South Africa that got global recognition last year. And it was a print ad, but it was entrenched in such a human insight.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, the kind of work that only can come from South Africa but still connects on a bigger global level is the work that builds a brand over time with the idea, execution.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess the digital space, the technology is an aid of that brand. So it doesn't feel like a brand's just jumping on a trend or a public holiday when they don't actually stand for that in terms of their values and their everyday kind of interactions with consumers.
Tanya, as we wrap up now, if you had to give one non-negotiable piece of advice to anyone submitting to the Bookmark Awards this year, what would that be?
I think make it easy for the jury to understand why your work matters. because if that's not clear, literally nothing else will land. There's quite a few rounds in judging. There's an in and out round, and there's rounds of debates and discussion before we allocate metal. So if you can make your work clear before you make it clever, I think that's probably my best piece of advice I could give.
Tanya, it's been a pleasure having you on board the Afternoon Brief, and thank you so much for joining us today to really give us some valuable insight into what separates good creative from truly award-winning work and what it takes to stand out in a space, as you have emphasized, that's more competitive than ever. Tanya de Jong, a founder and creative partner at Linger. Well, it's spelled LNGR. Now, this is a leading creative studio based in Johannesburg. And Tanya is also a 2026 Bookmark Awards jury and committee member. Well, if you're in the creative industry planning to enter this year, that message is clear from Tanya. It's not just about what you make. It's about how and why you make it and how you convey it.